Thank you so much, Ambassador Baker. Distinguished delegates, Indonesia aligns itself with the statements by Peru on behalf of G77 and China, and by Malaysia on behalf of the Asia-Pacific group. We welcome the Trade and Development Report 2024, highlights critical challenges facing global development, including low growth, high debt burdens, and economic dependency, exacerbated by structural barriers and financing gaps. Mr. President, Indonesia highlights key areas that require further attention. First, greater efforts must be made to generate quality employment. While industrial technological innovation and the digital economy offer new opportunities, they also pose significant disruption to labor markets. Strengthening labor market policies, investing in skills development, and ensuring an inclusive digital transition are key to maximizing employment potential to the evolving global economy. Thus, we highlight the importance of ANTET's role in its three pillars to support advancing the benefit of digital transformation and its structural transformation. Second, on financing for development, we appreciate the transformational proposals outlined in the report to address financial constraints in developing countries. Improving access to development finance, enhancing debt sustainability, and reforming the global financial system are essential to ensure long-term economic stability. The outcome of the FFD conference must invigorate our current efforts to close the financing gap for development, particularly by mobilizing more sources of finance and promoting innovative financing mechanisms. Third, we join the call to reform the multilateral trading system to better support development. A fair system is essential, but defining fairness must also use development lens. This does not mean imposing a uniformly favorable stance toward developing countries. Rather, it ensures that trade policies continue to serve as catalysts for development, rather than instruments that deepen inequality or hinder progress. Particularly in the commodity sector, developing countries must have the sufficient policy space to pursue value addition and diversification. Moving beyond raw export is critical to overcoming developmental stagnation and strengthening economic resilience. As we move forward, international cooperation is more urgent than ever. And I thank you, Mr. President.